Ghana has gained global reputation for successfully organizing peaceful elections over the last few decades, yet there is always growing tension and fear of violence anytime the country is sliding into elections. With the countdown to this year's elections, there is pressure on the country's security agencies to position themselves to safeguard the ballots and the people. The visit by the Chief of Army Staff is therefore to offer him the opportunity to interact with the various security agencies and other relevant stakeholders on ways of ensuring peace in this year's election. Major General Obed Boamaakwa said the Ghana Armed Forces is collaborating with all the security agencies to ensure peace and security. He said his outfit is training the personnel to keep them abreast of times. The Chief of Army Staff noted that Northern Region is volatile and they will intensify patrols to curb incidents that can mar the beauty of the elections. He urged Ghanaians to channel the spirit of peace and goodwill, which, according to him, are the tenets of the Christmas festivities throughout 2016.
No, Ghana Army, and for that matter, the Ghana Armed Forces is ever ready. Not only that, but we are able and we are also willing to undertake any task that will be assigned us by our Commander-in-Chief and the military hierarchy. So what we need to do is to just hone the skill and polish them up, to make them tailor-made to address specific situations as and when they arise. But on the whole, they are very ready. I've been around and I can assure you that the troops are in the best state of mind physically and mentally to undertake any task that is assigned them. And I feel so confident leaving the Northern Region, because this region is fully under control from the perspective of the military. You know, whenever you train, you have to train again and retrain and retrain. You can never depend upon the basic training that you receive in the recruit training school at the Ghana Military Academy. So for us in the military, we believe in training and we believe in rehearsing. I'm sure you know that, like, for six march, every soldier knows how to march. But if you have to undertake a parade at the Jubilee Square on the 6th of March, you see them go there again just to polish up, because you want perfection. And so whilst preparing towards the elections, we polish up our skills. The way we cooperate with the police, for instance, we need to get it better. We need to link up with other security agencies. We need to be aware of the current situation as far as the intelligence is concerned, so that we can undertake targeted operations to address specific issues. First and foremost, I think it's by presence, going around, establishing the needed confidence within the civil population. The military is here not, and let me emphasize this point, not to intimidate the civilian population, but to give them the needed confidence to be able to go about their normal duties. So even though there are flashpoints, you've correctly indicated that the solution would be to establish presence in these areas, carry out effective patrolling, and when need be, establish some temporary presence there. And as you know, we have already got troops in the specific areas within the region, and we will continue to carry out patrols, confidence patrols, to ensure that the troops are very well in tune with the local situation.
Commenting on the recent dismissal of some recruits, Major General Boamaakwa described the attitude of the recruits as gross indiscipline. He said the military is recognized for its discipline and professionalism and will not tolerate individuals who will bring such recognition to disrepute. He said adequate measures have been put in place in the ongoing recruitment exercise to recruit qualified and committed individuals who will serve the nation with decorous.
So in this respect, let me talk about the 500 recruits who were released from training. I'm sure this may be uppermost in your mind. As far as I'm concerned, that case is dead and buried. They were found to have misconducted themselves. First time in the history of the Ghana Armed Forces for recruits to stage a demonstration against the instructors and against the tenets of the training. We found it totally unacceptable. Therefore, a decision, and the right decision, was taken by my predecessor in consultation with the higher command, and they were released. And that settles the case. I see that this issue keeps coming up at various press conferences, but from our perspective, it is dead and gone, and they may have to look out for other jobs, because you don't find them qualified as men and women of this noble profession.
Major General Buama Akwa called on the chiefs and people of the region to join the peace campaign trail to maintain the relative peace in the area.